Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a lot of incredible news to cover in this hour with Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that the state has changed the laws to be able to take public pension funds of fire, police, school teachers, state workers, and they're now saying that you're not guaranteed to get your money. Bloomberg is reporting in the last 6 months that the feds are ordering pension fund managers, public and private, to, quote, invest in failed banks. So they're really moving towards this new scenario of looting and stealing. Separately, collecting rainwater, now illegal in many states, as Big Brother and government claims ownership over the water. And as I just mentioned, they're now admittedly using the satellites with local government to harass farmers and homeowners and assess fees. Big Brother is literally waging war on humanity. Max Keiser, good to have you here with us.
Alex Jones, pleasure to be back.
I told you during the break that I had Hamid Ghul on, and I was flattered to hear you were listening, and you said you found it interesting. What was your take on the man our media is now claiming is the new Osama bin Laden?
Well, I don't listen to the American media at all. So I just don't care what the American media says. I am part of those Europeans. If you look at the story that just came out in Newsweek, they said we've entered a new period in Europe here. It's a post-anti-Americanism. That the press in Europe depicts America as a fraying empire of obese, ignorant, debt, gridlock, stagnation, and mindless people. Sure. And so basically nobody, America's not that interesting anymore. It's a shrinking country. It's the incredible shrinking country. It's not a world superpower because it's the world's super debtor. It's just got debt. That's not equity. It's not, they have jobs.
But it has psychopaths running it. And a brainwashed lithium head, fluoride head public with almost a 20-point IQ drop from the chemicals in our water sitting on top 40,000 nuclear weapons.
So, you know, what the American media says about somebody else, it's worthless. They have no weight anymore. They've got no juice. The U.S. dollar is being held up with vapors and mirrors. It's soon to be dropped to the floor, and America will just be in the 7th, 8th, 9th world. Who cares? We're post-America. America's finished. It died years ago. I'm surprised. I still get calls from America. You must be one of the only people left there.
Max, you know the U.S. is held by the very same global corporations Europe is, and I think the American empire is dying. Hopefully out of this death, we don't get World War III as they try to hold on to it all.
All right, well, World War III, I'm glad you brought that up, Alex. It's being fought right now, really, in the currency wars. And now this is very interesting because for the last few years, everybody has come on to television and on radio and talked about how China needs to value their currency higher because they're a currency manipulator and it's not fair that America can't export. Well, guess what? China is getting themselves off the dollar peg, and guess what they've done? They're lowering the value of the yuan because they're engaged in a financial war with the U.S. China is now the.
And for those that don't know, the U.S. has been begging them to not lower it, and then sometimes changing the policies, asking them to not increase its value. So, what does this mean?
Well, this means that, first of all, China, just this past week, surpassed Japan. It's now the number two global economy. And it's going to be number one very shortly, very soon, because they have all the keys. They've got $1 trillion in U.S. dollars and U.S. debt securities. And when the moment is ripe, they will pull the plug and they'll sell those securities and America's finished. All the interest rates will spike up to 10-15% in a day. The mortgage crisis will become... Every homeowner in America will be completely out of a home, and that'll be it. It's finished. They won. China's about to win. We're in the.
All right, Max, stay there. Stay there. Let's talk about how you see this playing out and unfolding on the other side, and then where that will lead us. We've already got welfare riots coast to coast. People wanting their free goodies. What's going to happen when the blood flow to the corporate ticks and their dependence ends?
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser is our guest for the remainder of the hour. We're going to get into the economy and all the economic news that's coming in. Max, in Atlanta, Georgia, and other cities, we've seen people getting into fights, riots breaking out over food stamps. We've now got 42 million Americans. Just a few months ago, it was 40 million on food stamps, the equivalent of digital soup lines. We see major police departments laying off more than half of their police officers and saying those that are left will only generate revenue for the state, will not help people who are being burglarized or having their cars stolen. This is a road warrior scenario. The taxes are going up. The services are being removed, like Argentina or some other country that's been looted by these people. These global banks are offshore. They tried to go into Europe in the last 6 months and loot that. Merkel kicked them out, calling them criminal. So they've come back towards the dollar. There's some talk of China imploding and a lot of manipulation happening there. So break down this currency war, who's running it, and where you see it going.
Well, you know, here's how I'm making money on it. In other words, I'm not thinking about saving anybody in America. Forget them. They're lost. They won't save themselves. So here's how I'm playing it. I'm buying Corrections Corp of America, trade on the New York Stock Exchange. They've got a deal with ICE. You know, ICE goes out down there and rounds up people and throws them in jail. They have a deal with ICE. They pay them $11 million a month. So the Correction Corps of America is paying ICE $11 million a month to go round up people to put in prison because prison's a hugely profitable business. You own the prisons, you own the restaurants, you own the hotels. So I'm buying CCA, Correction Corps of America. So bring it on. All those stupid people who are allowing their government to arrest them and throw them in jail and treat them like slaves and nincompoops, it's going to make money for CCA. In other words, I'm past it, Alex. I'm not going to say anything to help anybody there anymore because I'm making money like the rest of the world. There's 95% of the world's population is not American. They're looking at America now as a place to just sap money out to make money. It's not a beacon of democracy. It's not worth saving. It's just a place to make a few extra bucks and then drop it like a load of garbage on the street.
Well, Max, let me stop you. I know you're being somewhat sarcastic here. You normally talk about doing things with stocks, you know, to be moral, like going out and trying to, you know, drive down the price of Coca-Cola. If everybody gets this, if everybody gets this casino gulag attitude and gives in to the evil.
Look at this story out of the UK. The NHS is launching a pill with a patch. You swallow the pill, and then when your body, through the patch, senses that the pill is wearing off, it sends a text email to you to take another pill. Now, if that's not the casino gulag, look it up. It's called Chip and Pill, the high-tech tablet that will text you when it's time to take another dose. So here you have all these people in America, no job, no wages, on food stamps. So here's a new pill that tells you when to give yourself another pill. So now you have all these neurotic, psychotic people with no jobs who are being dosed by themselves through their text. But the pill is
and now the media is proposing lithium in our water and vaccines that literally destroy neurons in the brain to make you docile. We are entering something worse than Soylent Green.
Well, yeah, and of course the technology is there to make it all very high-tech and seamless and cost-efficient for the people. You know, I am shocked at this Google-Verizon deal. I mean, I find this to be really hideous because here you have Google that became a $100 billion company riding on the Internet, riding on DARPA, which was built by the American taxpayer. If it wasn't for the American taxpayer, there would be no Google. And now they're turning around, and they're shutting the Internet down. They're creating silos. They're creating two-tier Internet to enhance their multi-$100 billion profits and to further destroy the American landscape and the ability for people there to aggregate, to assemble, to communicate. They're going to put all the alternative media sites like yours probably on the slow lane. So to dial you up from Europe, it'll be on the slow lane. We'll be able to get it because Google and Verizon are only going to support
and that's
the media
just at the start.
Supporting
that's,
the war effort.
That's just at the start. This is Internet, too. They're doing it because the alternative media is kicking their butt. The White House admits they're allowing this to happen to move towards shutting down the free web. So they're really showing us just how criminal they are.
Who's gonna stop them? I mean, look at the issue is net neutrality. And who has just come out in the last week against net neutrality? The Tea Party folks. Now, that's absurd. If you are in support of anything that has anything to do with civil rights and individual rights, you would be for net neutrality. So the Tea Party expose themselves as basically rabble-rousers for hire. You can get the Tea Party to say anything. Just throw them a few bucks, put Sarah Palin on TV, and she'll say anyone for anything for a buck. They have no ideology whatsoever.
Well, Max, there's eight different Tea Parties, and four of them are neocon clones, and you're absolutely right. Net neutrality is the Internet. If you don't have net neutrality, you don't have an Internet.
That's right. You got to support it. You've made your entire bones on net neutrality. You have access to your broadcasting, and you're competing head-to-head with CNN and Fox News and everybody else. If we get rid of net neutrality, Alex Jones goes the way of...
Here's why they're doing it. The mainstream media is in free fall. The alternative media a year and a half ago became bigger than the mainstream media in their own breakdowns and actuaries. So government doesn't want freedom on the web because we're exposing their absurdist lies and propaganda and stealing. The big corporations don't want a free web. And so there's a perfect storm. I don't think they're going to get away with it, Max. I think it's going to take them too long to try to strangle the web. I think they're going to fail.
Well, the key issue that plugs into this is the copyright law. Copyright law for now, every time Mickey Mouse is about to enter the public domain, Disney Corporation gets Congress to expand copyright law. So the people who are in the copyright business, major media, Hollywood film studios, and the labels, they hate the fact that eventually material returns to the public domain from where it came. As Thomas Jefferson wrote in Article 17 of the Constitution, intellectual property must return to the public domain from where it came. But the media companies put it on these balance sheets for perpetual copyright protection, thus depriving us of the very intellectual property that we ourselves created. Now, this creates an annuity stream for these media companies, and they hate the fact that P2P file swapping, net neutrality, and rogue and off-the-cuff radio stations are cutting into their copyright monopoly.
And that's how they're coming in with prior constraint. They're saying, on Internet 2, everything you do will have to be approved, and only mega sites will be allowed to be on the web. You'll have to go through them to get to alternative sites. This is the end of the web.
Every file that crosses every email is tagged with a number, and it'll go through copyright law protection. People will get in their emails every month a bill. If they use the word Microsoft in an email, they'll get a bill from Microsoft saying, we have a copyright on the word Microsoft. You owe us one-tenth of a penny. So every single month, you'll get a bill for the words that you use in your emails because these corporations say they own the copyright to these words. So we can't communicate anymore because we can't afford to communicate anymore because everything is going to be controlled by copyright and Google and Verizon and a two-tier internet. So we're going to
And by the way, Google is allowed to violate real copyrights. Entire books and things, they don't get in trouble because they're an admitted NSA, CIA government consolidation tool. But did you see where Sky Television, owned by Rupert Murdoch, is going after Skype? Because in the word Skype is the word sky. So now, if you write Skylark, they'll sue you because a bird is a Skylark, but it has the word sky in it. This is the absurdity of the copyright tyranny.
Right, and we could get around it because it was so absurd. But now with this two-tiered internet and with the Google NSA relationship and the intelligence and the surveillance and the Bush era and now the Obama era, as you point out in the Obama deception, the new laws under the Patriot Act where they can just read everyone's email, it's all stored on databases. This is all toward a time when every single word that you say or write is going to be tagged and possibly up for violating a copyright law. And, of course, you will have to pay every month. And since no one will have a job to pay for it, you'll have to go into debt. So where do you go to in debt? Oh, you go to Wall Street. That's right. Wall Street will be selling you loans to pay for your copyright bill at the end of the month, which, of course, you'll never get out of because you can never stop talking because if you needed to figure out how to pay your copyright bill, you'll use another word that's copyrighted. It'll go on ad infinitum.
And now they're saying they're going to put cameras and microphones on all street corners and in all aircraft, and this is Associated Press, all cars will have a camera that watches you real time, hooked into the local police department and the Threat Fusion Center. And when you say words like McDonald's, you'll be charged copyright. You're not allowed to talk. So it's also a new thought crime system. I'm not joking.
Okay, let's talk about this guy. Who's behind all this? Well, Wall Street and hedge funds. Here's a quote from Steven Schwarzman. He runs Blackstone, very big private equity group. He said if Obama tries to tax us, private equity, it would be like Hitler invading Poland. Okay? He's pulling out the Hitler invading Poland analogy to describe if he, a private equity group that has drained hundreds of billions from the public coffers, engaged in market manipulation and insider trading, he's saying if you try to tax any of this money, we're going to consider this an act like an Hitler invading Poland, which means, of course, they can use the program trading. They can do a flash crash, as they did a couple of months ago, a 1,000-point drop, any day they want to, because they use the financial terrorist tool.
Max,
any day they want to. They've got an entrenched hedge fund oligarchy.
They're setting the precedent that they can naked body scan us, lie about it, and save the images. They're setting the precedent to put lithium in our water and vaccines to make us servile on record. They're setting the precedent to do anything they want, and then we can do nothing. They are attempting to break us like a pimp breaks a whore. They're attempting to fully dominate us and engage in whatever crimes they want. I want to ask you about the Wall Street Journal yesterday saying that junk bonds and derivatives are now being issued at a record pace. The Financial Reform Act allows them to do this. We'll be right back with Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones. MaxKeiser.com is the website.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, Business Insider, many others are reporting companies are falling over themselves, issue even more junk bonds, basically a form of derivative, than last year's record. So what's happened with this Financial Reform Act is it's given the top banksters even more power to do whatever they want. And they're also reporting that every economic indicator shows this country is deteriorating very, very quickly. I mean, they're hell-bent on running this country into the ground, Max Keiser.
Well, yeah. I mean, the scam works this way. Let's say you're a bank and you've got your value is $40 billion, and now you're going to sell some junk bonds. So you put up the bank's assets as collateral. You sell $40 billion. You borrow essentially $40 billion more. The CEO pays himself a $4 billion bonus. And now the company has $40 billion more in debt. 6 months later or 9 months later, it can't pay the debt. So it goes to the government. The government has to bail them out again. So all the bailout money that was given to Wall Street, the hundreds of billions, trillions given to Wall Street, they are sitting on it. They're using it to pay off the debt, and they're paying themselves huge bonuses and salaries. Now they're selling hundreds of billions of more in junk bonds today. 9 months from now, they will not be able to pay. They know that. And they'll go back to the government. And they'll put the gun to the government head and they'll say, either give us another $5 trillion or we're going to crash your economy like we did back in October 2008 with Hank Paulson. And the government, of course, Barack Obama, having no spine whatsoever, will just give him another $5 to $10 trillion and give us another multi-hundred billion dollar bonus. How can Wall Street continue to pay itself record bonuses if the economy is having record losses? There's a disconnect there. Well, the answer is quite easy. It's a kleptocracy of Wall Street bankers who've got a gun to the head of Congress, and any time the Congress flinches, they do a flash crash. They just crash the market, financial terrorism, as I explained on your show last time. They just have a computer algorithm that goes in there to sell, it overwhelms the specialist system, drops the price of stocks down, everyone panics, Nancy Pelosi gets her little knickers in a twist and runs around like, I'm losing money, And they give them another $5 trillion. So it's a fantastic racket. It's a perfect crime. Nobody stops them, and it's going to continue. So selling junk bonds today is the financial crisis in 6 months.
And then meanwhile, Max, when I study who's funding the carbon taxes, the local taxes going up, the federal taxes going up, Wall Street is the main lobbyist for taxes on the little guy, but almost no taxes on themselves. I mean, this is a
criminal. Because they're doing God's work. You know, Lloyd Blankfein, I'm doing God's work. That was his explanation. We have to make money because we're like the Vatican of America. We have a direct line with God. If we don't make money, it means that there's no trickle down. There's no trickle down out of the end of our pants, down onto the faces of those Americans that they're putting into the street, mud down, face in the mud. The guy is a terrorist. Why come he's not being brought up on charges right now?
And how do you see them? Because we know they've already stolen most of the pension fund money. Bloomberg reported that back in March. And then now we have the Chicago Tribune. Can the Illinois pension catastrophe be stopped? And it goes through the this is actually another article. I didn't know they had a second one. There's another one, the one I covered yesterday, saying, will the pension check not come in the mail was the headline. And they gave the subsection where the states changed the rules to take state employees' pension funds. And what we've seen them do in Argentina and Nigeria and other places is they'll say, we're taking half of it. The government will hold the other half. Your check will be half as big. But if you don't go along with this, you'll lose it all. And then a few years later, they'll steal half of that half, then half of that half. But because they do it in a process, just like the CPS takes your child in a process, people just say, okay, take my pension fund. And the government will say, that's right. Now drink your fluoride and die of cancer, trash. And the police and everybody will say, yes, sir, we love it. And then the cops will take their six-year-old to the doctor and they'll say, your son has leukemia. And the cop will say, good, I love the government. Let's give my son more aspartame drinks and maybe some lithium. I mean, they just love it, don't they, Max?
I think the Argentina comparison is the best one to make. And I've been saying this for years. You know, people make comparisons to different economies during different periods of stress. You know, you look at the Japanese economy, people are saying, oh, deflation like we had in Japan for the last 20 years. But this is different. This is a kleptocracy. And you really have to go to Argentina in 2000, 2001. And there's a fantastic 12-part YouTube series on this if you look at collapse in Argentina. And they go through it. And I met actually the filmmaker was here in Paris, and we talked about it a little bit. And it's just a process where the banks and the government get together and they loot the money. And the reason why they're doing this is because the ability for the American economy to generate any growth or inflation at this point is zero, because all of the assets that have been used as collateral to sustain a 25-year borrowing and spending consumer bin are still collapsing in value.
All right, well, let's talk about how the collapse is going to take place. with Max Kaiser straight ahead. A lot of other key news as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser is our guest for the rest of the hour. We're about to go right back to him here in just a moment. I wanted to hit some of the news that's up on the network website, GCNlive.com, the letters GCNlive.com. Hal Turner betrayed and burned by government he served. dealing with the government agent neo-Nazi, who they now flush down the toilet, just like the torturers who followed Bush's orders. He comes out and brags he ordered torture, but they go to prison when they get caught. Key article by Kurt Nemo at GCNlive.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Neocons are prepping us for war with Iran. Ray McGovern. That's at GCNlive.com, and it dovetails with Kurt Nemo's article. We're not saying this. The neocons are saying that they're going to fuel those nuclear reactors on the 21st of this month, and they must be attacked before then. And Ray McGovern agrees that they may green light it the next week. Let's pray that isn't the case. That article at GCNlive.com. Bob Chapman's got an article, Dreadful Market Predictions, dealing with the Hindenburg Omen. I'm going to ask Max Kaiser about that in just a moment. Another story here in my stack deals with record drug recalls from CNN. I mean, record recalls of powdered milk, of formula, recalls of more and more companies are acting like there's nothing left in the future. And so just criminality and a every man for himself attitude is happening, which is only going to make the crisis worse. It's not going to help all these self-serving yuppies that think it's a virtue to be arrogant, mindless idiots drinking sodium fluoride and lithium. But Max Kaiser dealing with this, I'm sure you saw the report that came out Friday. Harvard has dumped all of its holdings in any Israeli company. Now, I mean, that looks like they know World War III is coming. Why would Harvard dump all their endowment that has tens of billions of dollars in different investments? Why would they dump all their Israeli holdings and move into Chinese holdings?
Well, because Israel is the new apartheid state like South Africa, and they want to divest out of Israel because of this growing movement to divest and boycott Israel, because Israel is operating a ghetto in the form of Palestine, and there's a global movement to punish Israel and to get them out of the ghetto.
Yeah, but Harvard is full of big Israel supporters. I mean, that's where Elena Kagan and Cass Sunstein came from. I mean, I don't think it's because they didn't say why they did it. I think it's because they know war's coming.
Well, they said that Israel's no longer a growth story, and that it's an emerging market, that they're going to now go into other areas like Brazil and China, which they consider to be an emerging market. But look, this Israel is really losing. This is my take on Israel. They're going to attack Iran, and then America is going to do to Israel what they did to the South Vietnamese. They're going to abandon them. And Israel is going to be out there with their you-know-what in their hand, attacking Iran with nobody backing them up. So we're going to go back to 1947, pre-Israel.
Oh, I think when terrorists attack or the government stages attacks, that the U.S. military is going to get behind them.
The U.S. military never gets behind any of their so-called allies. They cut and run. The South Vietnamese are just one example. They're famous for this. They talk big. They flash the big star. They got the Ronald Reagan hat on, and they go, yeah, go over the hill. Then the guys all attack, and then they go, oh, we were just kidding. We're back home, you know, smoking a bowl. You know, we don't really care. We're just here with a world reserve currency. We're writing checks we never have to cash. We're down here at Starbucks slurping up all these fat lattes. You know, go. It's your problem now, buddy.
Oh,
you know, so that's my take. So Harvard knows basically that Israel and the shekel are about to crash because Israel is about to commit the stupidest thing of their history. They're going to invade Iran. The shekel is going to crash. Israeli stock market is going to crash. Harvard's like, oh, it's the emerging market. We're going to get out of here. They're greedy little, you know, so-and-so's Harvard.
Well, that
University.
Is one thing I've noticed. These global bankers will even screw their own, and just like Madoff was cheating all these Jews, I think you've got a point there.
Yeah, it's going to crash. Israel's going to crash. The shekel's going to crash. Now, you know, I went on your show last year on record, and I said that online gambling is going to become a reality. Here's a headline from 2 days ago. Federal online gambling legislation clears big hurdle. Sponsored by Barney Frank. Okay, online gambling is coming to America. The casino gulag is coming, Alex.
And then meanwhile, those of us that want to produce and want to be decent, who are fewer and fewer, we're going to be raped 7 ways from Sunday, and the government is going to use all its gulag, lithium, Prozac heads as weapons against anybody who's middle class, and they're going to raise taxes at every level to fund the gulag.
You can convert your methamphetamine habit to a gambling habit. and help the U.S. government pay its debt to China. Hey, speaking of truth, you know, Alex, let me take this moment to remind you that on piratemyfilm.com, the Alex in Wonderland project, the symbol is truth, T-R-U-T-H. That's the symbol for the project I have dedicated to you on piratemyfilm.com. You should go to the site immediately and check it out.
And how that works is if people invest in it, then you'll make the film and they'll share in the profit.
Well, we reserve a share right now. When we get to 100%, it's 68% funded. I'm trying to raise $5,000. Once we raise $5,000, we go make the film, then we play it on the internet, and we share the ad revenues with everybody.
It's only $5,000. Your stuff gets seen by millions of people. I should fund Alex in Wonderland. I want
to
see Max Kaiser make a movie.
I called Matt. I emailed Matt to do this, but he stopped there in the back, you know, smoking a cigarette or something. Get that guy Matt. Matt's got to get on the job here. He's slacking. Matt's a slacker.
You know, Matt.
What is he, Generation X?
No. Matt Ryan doesn't smoke. But you got.
What's he doing? He's driving around his Corvette with the top down, looking at all the girls. He's not doing anything.
No, he's married. But the rest of them are outside smoking cigarettes. Him and Phil. No.
Somebody's got to crack the whip over there, Alex, okay? PirateMyFilm.com. The symbol is truth. It's 5,000 is so low because your crew is so a bunch of slackers.
Let's be fair. They come to me every 2 or 3 days with stacks of Max Kaiser emails and ask me to look at them, and then I say I'm too busy because I am.
I don't email anymore. I don't bother with you. I don't care. It doesn't matter because I know that they just use them as rolling paper.
Hey, Max.
Rolling paper.
Max, we love having you on. And they're always like, we got Pirate My Film emails here, and I'm like, great, let Max do it. So it's not their fault. It's my fault, Lord Kaiser.
All right, fine. Well, you're a stand-up guy. You know, that's why you should be running the country over there in America. Why don't you become a senator? You know, Peter Schiff ran for senator. He, unfortunately, the people in Connecticut are too stupid to vote for a smart guy. You know, why don't you become the senator from Texas and go
why
to
don't you become,
and kick the
mask? Why don't you become emperor and be Maximilian Kaiser, global ruler?
In Europe. In Europe, my friend. I'm making inroads. The globalization of the Max Kaiser meme. But go to piratemyfilm.com. It's truth, T-R-U-T-H, Alex in Wonderland. I can raise the budget, and I want to make Matt or somebody from your crew the official producer on the site. Just send me an email, and I'll make you guys the
No, I'm not involved in your investment operation. If you want to make a movie about me, that's fine. But I mean, tell us about Alex in Wonderland then.
Well, the project, the way Pirate My Film works is you put up a project and you find out what people, you know, what the appetite for the project is. You just reserve a share. If you don't like the way the film is developing, you cancel your reservation. You're not committing any money. Once you get to 100% of the reservations, then you get the email and says, okay, we raised $5,000. Or if you're still interested, we'll debit you $5 and we'll go make this film. But during the process of the few months leading up to it, it can change 100 times, depending on what people really want us to do. So right now, the film is about, Alex Jones goes mainstream in America. Basically, he replaces Larry King, and America finally wakes up, and there's a new dawn in America. But if that idea stinks, people can say, you know what, forget it, I don't like that idea, and it can evolve. But during the whole process, nobody puts up any money. So until it gets to a point where people are like, yeah, I like that idea, then we go make the film. We get a director, we get a producer, then we play it on the web, and the advertising...
I got it. It's very interesting. Now, Max, in the time we've got left with you, some other issues that need to be gotten into. Specifically, you've been predicting this crash. The system shows that they're only going in a direction that'll make it worse. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, he agrees it's being done by design to create a road warrior-level collapse. Then the bankers will just move offshore with all the blood they've sucked out of us when we're just a dry skeleton laying in the corner. How do you see this unfolding in the next few months, the next year? What's the time frame here? Because they've gone from saying we're in a wonderful economy to, okay, it's a double-dip recession going into a depression. So they've stopped lying to a certain extent. Where is all this going?
The economy died in 2008. It was dead. Had no heartbeat at all. There's a dead corpse called the U.S. economy. Obama came in with the stimulus. which was basically putting a blood transfusion into a corpse.
Hey, Max, are you joining us via Skype line?
I'm on my mobile phone.
It's usually good, but it's breaking up. Can you?
Because I'm screaming so much?
No, it's breaking up. Can you climb on top of your house?
I'm standing on top of the Eiffel Tower.
There's too many Parisians on their cell phones right now. It sounds a little fishy.
All right, let me move locations here. How's that? Is that a little better?
Stand on your head.
I was on my head. Now you want me to stand up regular.
Well, see, now that we're joking around, Kaiser.
Can you hear me any better?
A little bit better. Why don't you go outside?
Are you serious?
It's not working.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's working. It's working. Okay, what do you see happening with the economy?
All right, look, when you see this word quantitative easing, you see this in the press all the time. What does that mean? It means basically that the Federal Reserve Bank, which accepted from Wall Street roughly $3 trillion in their bad loans, they are unable to roll them. They're unable to move them. They're unable to sell them because the system is completely broken. So when they say quantitative easing, what that means is that they are going to print up $3 trillion more dollars.
Max, hold it there. We're going to disconnect and call you right back and see if that fixes the line. Joining us from Paris, the expatriate Max Kaiser, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, made a lot of very accurate predictions. We're going to get him back on with us. His cell phone's usually better than his landline, and we always have Skype problems with him, or we'd have him be a video uplink with us. Of course, he's a TV host with BBC, RT. He's done shows with Al Jazeera. He has his own radio show, Saturdays, here on Genesis. And he's a very colorful fellow who at least joins us once a month. Well, a bunch of stuff's happening. He sometimes joins us twice a month. He joined us 2 weeks ago. We re-aired it Thursday when I was hanging out with Jesse Ventura. Wasn't really hanging out. Jesse came here to work on a project with me, his television show. But I had to take off Thursday. Watson sat in for one of the hours. Okay, quantitative easing. They're now admitting that they're monetizing debt, and the Federal Reserve is basically charging us for the right for taxpayers to give them money. Max, please continue.
Right. In other words, the system in 2008, systemically, it completely broke down. This is what people don't understand. Money is not moving at all in the system. There's no credit. There's no loans. It's absolutely dead. So, but the Fed took on board couple of trillion in these awful Wall Street debts. But they can't sell them. They can't roll them. They can't refinance them. So they're going to print up more money. But here's the beautiful thing about it. This is what makes this just an unbelievable thing to watch, is that the Fed will say, we're going to print up $2 trillion more dollars to help roll this bad debt. And on that day, Wall Street will tell the Fed, oh, by the way, did we fail to mention we've got another $5 trillion of bad debt right here that we didn't tell you about? It's exactly what happened in the U.K. The U.K., when the new government came into office under Cameron, they had $800 billion in debt. It was the biggest debt the country had had in generations. The second they came in office, the Treasury reported to number 10 Downing Street, oh, the number's not $800 billion, it's £5 trillion in debt. That's five times their GDP. Same thing's going to happen now. The Fed's going to say, oh, yeah, we're in quantitative easing. We need to print up $2 trillion more in paper to roll this horrible debt. And Wall Street's going to say, oh, by the way, we've got another $5, $6 trillion of bad debt we didn't tell you. So that means that the crisis in the real estate market and the jobs and the wages are going to continue to fall like a rock.
And the best part is we get to have our taxes raised to pay for all this free money we give the bankers, who are also trying to pass carbon taxes to shut down the economy even more, because as they destroy us, all we've got is them, and then they get even more power out of it. And the cops don't know it. The bureaucrats don't know it. The yuppies just know how to have Coach handbags and drink coffee and act cool. And the real men are running around, you know, in their UFC shirts talking about beating up other people. And everybody else is drinking fluoride and sucking their thumb. So this sounds good, Max. This sounds really good.
When you talk about taxpayer, that only people who have jobs pay taxes. I mean, you got 40 million people on food stamps, you know, 40, 50 unemployed and growing every day. You don't have taxpayers in America. You have serfs.
Well, no, and those serfs are the weapon system.
Their debts will go up.
And I was also reading how they're having record people sign up for the military now. It's the only job they've got. And now they will police us domestically. This is great. Instead of the welfare guy, you know, sitting there in his welfare house smoking pot on my paycheck, now he'll have a machine gun. And he can hardly talk, but he can sure beat the hell out of me.
People are going to be begging to become taxpayers. They would love to pay tax because it would imply that they actually have a bona fide job.
Well, it really does sound fun, Max. So how long till this completely unravels?
Well, I think it's, you know, the thing is, there's a great story by, it's called The Death of Ivan Ilyich, by a great Russian writer. And it's a story about a man who's dead, and he listens to the people come into the parlor, into the funeral parlor, talking about him. And he can still hear him, these people talking about him, even though he's dead. Now, you can hear my voice, Alex. I know you can. But the fact is, America is dead. You think it's alive, but it's a corpse. It's nothing. There's lights are on. Nobody's home. There's no credit. There's no money. It's dead, dead, dead. The only people who don't understand that are the people who live in America, the 5% of the world's population that's become incredibly insignificant. As the rest of the world says, who needs frickin' America anymore? We've got jobs over here in Asia, in the Middle East, and Europe. It's dead, Al. You're dead. You're a walking dead man.
All right. Boy, that's some good news. Max Kaiser, stay with us.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Well, I'm not the kind of kissing. You know what concerns me about what Max Kaiser's saying? It's like a Christmas carol with Charles Dickens, where Scrooge can, you know, see himself dead, nobody coming to his funeral. with the ghost of Christmas future. Or it's kind of like, to use a Star Trek analogy, the Wrath of Khan, when Spock's been radiated fixing the ship and Kirk's trying to get in and they hold him back and they say, he says, we got to save him. And he says, he's dead already. The elites for 4 years have been acting like this country's dead already. And you've got all these big investment groups dumping all of their Israeli holdings, all of them, including Harvard. You've got them headlong towards World War III. The banks are offshore. They don't care. And it's either us or these global bankers. And these creatures are announcing world government. It's all happening. And so I think what Kaiser's saying is we're already irrevocably screwed unless we do what Ron Paul and others have said, and what we cover, what's covered in the film The Secret of Oz, and what we've covered here with the maker of that film. Unless we have a real awakening, we are dead. I mean, this country still has great wealth and energy if we say no to the parasite. But, Max, it doesn't look like people are, you know, ready to accept that. They're starting to wake up. But, you know, I look at Europe. They've got big debt ratios and other big problems as well. Europe's, you know, not even replacing itself, a 1.3 replacement level. So you always feel a little snug over there in your redoubt, in your keep. But I don't think you're in good shape either there in Paris, buddy.
The Federal Reserve Bank is not owned by the U.S. It's the only reserve bank in the world that's not owned by the country itself.
No, I know. We're a joke.
Let me talk. The bailout from Hank Paulson in 2008, where'd that money go? European banks. The European banks can always rely on the American taxpayer to bail them out through vis-a-vis AIG or Goldman Sachs because we own you. Okay? You guys are the weak hand at the poker table. You're the chump at the poker table. Now, whether you're talking Star Trek or Tolstoy, who wrote The Death of Ivan Ilyich, I'll give you one upside here. When the dollar collapses, as it inevitably will, one thing that America has that'll be priced competitively on the world market is cotton. Cotton will be king again. So, Alex, I got a song for you. I want all your listeners to listen to this song and learn this song. Jump down, turn around, pick a bale of cotton. Jump down, turn around, pick a bale of two. I'm a slave now, picking all my cotton. I'm a slave now, working for the Wall Street. Jump, you get my point? You're all a bunch of slaves
now. I
hold
my soul to the company store.
That's right. Cotton will be competitive. You'll all be cotton farmers. You'll be picking cotton down there on the plantation. And that's where it'll save America. You're going right back to pre-Civil War America. And that's exactly a round trip to nowhere.
We'll have carpetbaggers running around with armed forces robbing us.
That's me. I'm here in Europe. I can pick off you guys from Europe as easy as getting online. I'll buy Corrections Corp of America all day long. Stock's going to double because nobody's going to stop going to prison to make Wall Street more money. I'll buy Verizon. I'll buy Google because no one there's going to stop. They help themselves. What's the point? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Nobody's going to stop to help themselves.
Max,
so
you are not an immoral. You're not an immoral person. You're illustrating absurdity by being absurd. You're not really going to do that, are you?
Well, Alex, if somebody is not going to, you know,
people are waking up, Max.
The gene pool has to be scrubbed of the stupid people.
Well, I got news for you. The stupid people work for the government. They're coming for you, Max. Max, France is dead. France is dead. You're a dead man. You just don't know it yet. You can look across from your pile of crap and tell me that I'm knee-deep in a pig pie, but so are you, pal. Smell it. It ain't daisies. You're sitting in the same situation. This is a new world order, Max.
You're always rallying, my friend. We're doing well.
Hey, well, let me tell you this. As the center of the empire and having to fund this warehouse, we are in worse shape. But we're all in this together, Max. And free humanity is going to defeat the New World Order. We don't have a choice, my friend. We can't let them demoralize us. We have just begun to fight, and we're going to crush them. Max Kaiser, let me say bye to you at the end of the show. But Hamid Ghul coming up. Incredible information straight ahead at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.